Hi everybody, welcome back to Cider and Whiskey with Daryl and Scarlett.
Hello!
And we're here in Cider and Whiskey Studios, back with episode 5 of our podcast. This is just going to be another episode where we just chat about what's going on and everything, and then we've got some surprises coming in the next couple of weeks. Going to do some exciting themed episodes.
Can you hear him shuffling in the background?
I can take those
it's
off.
It's like Michael Jackson's.
It's my massive slippers. Yeah, if you move them on the ground too much, you can hear them.
They're like massive reindeers.
Yeah, they're so warm though, and this apartment's freezing. We only got back yesterday. So the heating's been off for like 2 weeks, and it's still cold in here.
Is the word Baltic or is Baltic hot?
Baltic. Baltic's cold.
It's Baltic in here.
Baltic.
Baltic.
You learned that word in Northern
Baltic
Ireland, did
in
you?
Here.
You definitely learned that word in Northern Ireland.
I think I learned that word from Derry Girls when Michelle says it. Mm-hmm. When they're talking about weather or something, and she's like, it's Baltic.
It's absolutely Baltic.
Absolutely freezing.
Does anybody want a fruit pasta?
I fucking love that programme. Orla is just the best. Like, I would love to be friends with her. Yeah.
We watched a lot of Derry Girls over the holidays.
We did. I'm just a big fan. I just love it. Erin is proper like skitsy and like very...
She's so annoying actually. Only when you rewatch it you sort of realise how cringy she is.
Yeah, like all of her... I'm doing like faces. Like she does like really like over-exaggerated faces.
And the way
faces,
she walks and everything. She like flails her limbs around. She is funny.
Oh, but it's funny. But the granddad is brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't need you to defend her, you big pair of knickers. I love Ian McElhenney. The guy is so funny. Like...
Just slags the dad off completely.
Good
the
Northern
whole
Irish
way
actor and comedian. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. He's
we
a good
appreciate,
man.
We do appreciate, we do.
Yeah, absolutely. What's been happening this week then? Lockdown 3.0?
Yeah, it's
3.0.
For those of you, well, you can't see us. Daryl just did, I don't know. Yeah, let's just move on. I don't even know what that was supposed to be. Lockdown.
Yeah.
Announced. When was it announced? It was announced the day before we flew back. And we were shitting ourselves.
Yeah, it was announced on Monday night and we were flying back on Tuesday morning. But thankfully, when they were saying that nothing's going to come into effect until Wednesday morning, we breathed a sigh of relief.
Because the flights were like £130 each to get back before Boris's announcement. We were like, nah.
Yeah.
Fuck it, see what happens.
Yeah. To be fair, I don't think any of the flights like from Northern Ireland would have been cancelled. There would have been an absolute war. Good Friday Agreement and everything. No, no free travel between Northern Ireland and the mainland. Absolutely not. There would have been a war. There would have been an uprising.
There would have been.
Absolutely. With Arlene at our helm. Go on, Arlene.
Hunger Games 2.0 from the district. Northern Ireland district. Do not have it.
No. Just in case anybody's listening to that, I do not support the DUP.
I have no political affiliations whatsoever.
Or to Sinn Féin on the other side either. I like to sort of just watch the carnage unfold as all those inbreds try to decide on what the fuck they're going to do. It's funny to watch. So Scarlett got to see the Northern Irish side of politics while she was in Northern Ireland watching the news and sort of... Just the lack of decision from our Arlene.
Literally everyone was like, Scotland have to be Scotland, don't they? Scotland have to do everything at least 24 hours in advance of any other nation, country.
Forward thinking.
Because they want to be their own nation.
Scotland!
They just think they're the dog's bollocks, don't they? Yeah. So Scotland went ahead and said what they said. And then obviously we said it and then... Northern Ireland, they had a meeting.
Wales did it as well. Wales did it around the same time as Boris.
Yeah, and then Northern Ireland were like, "Oh, we'll all go have a chat about it."
Yeah,
and then they were like, "Yeah, haven't got any."
We just can't decide. They didn't say yes or no. They just came out of it like, "Eh."
Which is point. Right, they literally went in there for a couple of hours. Imagine like going into a work meeting on an important thing. Like this is so important.
Yeah,
and coming out like. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Not really sure. I don't really know what we're going to do.
I don't really have strong feelings either way.
Yeah, there's people dying every day, but sure, we'll take our time and make the right decision.
And the bit like we were talking about, weren't we, like, is about the schools. Like, Boris let the schools open for that one day. Everyone comes to see each other. Everyone's hugging and kissing after Christmas, New Year.
Yeah.
And then he was like, lol, schools aren't safe.
Yeah.
And then shuts them. Yeah. So everyone's already shared it. Everyone's kissed and hugged each other.
How do you tell kids to social distance? Like 5-year-olds to social distance and not talk to each other? Like that's just not possible. So like everybody who went into school on Monday, especially in Northern Ireland,
Mix a room.
Everybody mixed. Everybody's going to go home. Give it a week. So many more COVID cases are going to be popping up, probably in children. And then if they've given it to their parents, it's absolute carnage.
It is scary.
Yeah. It's just, what can you do, really? You've just got to watch and sort of hope it doesn't affect us.
And then, do you know what the next funniest thing is? Which is not even funny, like, but is like, oh, and BTW, we have a new South African strain of le virus, which apparently the vaccine doesn't even stop.
Yeah.
So,
Thank you to the South Africans for that. They're not getting great press, as it's being called, the South African coronavirus. So
every country's gonna have one by the end of this year. Yeah,
Chinese coronavirus. There one started in South London, so is that the London coronavirus? Oh.
You have to pick the specific tube stop.
Yeah,
the volume. This is Croydon. This is the Croydon virus.
The Piccadilly Circus coronavirus.
Wishing that into existence. Yes. For the name of it.
Obviously, we want everybody to be safe, but it would be funny if every tram stop had a different
strain.
Yeah, would be wonderful.
And then today, there's been 1,000 deaths, and does it say 1 in 50 have got it now?
1 in 50 have it, or have had it. 1 in 50 have or have.
No, I think it's have it. Is it? Wow. I don't know.
Well, we're 200. We're all right. Touch wood. I've got a bit of a stuffy nose, but
keep that to yourself.
Yeah, actually, that's true. I had it on Christmas Day. I do not have COVID. But yeah, I suppose the positive for everything I've seen on the news is like everybody's so disappointed about not being able to go back to school and everything. And I was just like, I must have been a very, very different child, because if this has happened when I was between 12 and 16, I'd have been jumping around getting to sit at home for months and play Xbox on end, like, no joke.
And what did you get in your GCSEs?
I did really well. I got to a sixth year, not the sixth year, but a sixth year.
So not the school you were in, Daryl.
No. I had to move to, I had to, Tremor let me in. they took me in and nurtured me.
Your dad only paid them a small bribe to do that, didn't he?
Yeah, that was it. But they didn't, like, my sister didn't have to do GCSEs, and she was devastated, and I was like, what? I failed my GCSEs. If I didn't have to do them, I'd have done so much better. My predicted were great. It would have just helped if I'd done a bit of revision and actually achieved the predicted.
You're like one of those examples of where it's like Insta versus reality.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
Just in terms of, achievements, life, big catfish when I met you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
If anyone was a catfish.
Oh, this is not what you usually say. When it's recording, it's a very different thing that you say to me than when it's not recording.
What guys are liking from the lads and what guys are liking from anybody else?
I've been loving those videos. I don't know if anyone else has seen like the ones where give me the
cuddles.
It went, oh, you cuddles, you call me baby. The cuddles. And then literally the camera turns around and he's like, what the fuck you want about? I like football, bitch, or something. Daryl is the epitome of that video.
No, I'm not. I'm cute all the time.
Literally, I'm gonna talk about it. So like, when I used to have my dog, I used to have a boxer dog, and he passed away a few years ago, and I loved him to bits, and I'm sure other people do the same with probably their children. He was my furry baby. And you just have like a certain child/pet voice. It's a bit like this, and you talk a bit strangely, and they love it. Daryl is very much the same. I think I was talking about my dog once, and I was like, I used to call him, this is gonna sound weird, but like Pud, like short for pudding. His name was Chaos, so it's not in any way related. I mean, him being called Chaos is another story entirely, but he used to go Pud, and he used to love it, and his little butt used to shake, and Daryl's butt very much shakes the same when I call Daryl such similar things.
I mean, I'm basically a dog. I love, you love head it. Rubs.
He was like, oh, just talk to me in the voice, Scarlett. I mean,
all you've got to do is feed me and rub my head, and I'm absolutely fine.
Oh, Daryl, you're so cute. And you should see his face. He's laughing now, but when the audio is not on, it's completely different.
You're usually rubbing my head or my stomach at the time, so it's all right.
I mean, your good buddy loves it. Bloody hell.
Oh, Jesus. It's all out in the open now.
This is why we don't have a dog, because I already have one in human form.
Yes. Anyway,
done outing you for the moment.
Yeah. We can drip feed those. We'll drip feed them out episode by episode. You can out me a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
For the fraud I am.
People knew the real extent of it.
Kim and Kanye getting a divorce.
Apparently, wasn't there like problems with them a few months ago? I remember reading something.
Kanye went on a mad rampage and
ran for president. Lol.
Ran for president. called out his mother-in-law. I can't actually remember what he said to Kris Jenner, but he called her out on Twitter, and he went on that crazy Twitter rant about all kinds of crazy shit.
I actually saw that.
But to be fair, he had a bipolar episode, so taken out of his hands ever so slightly. It was bad. I remember reading it at the time. I can't actually remember what he went off about. But he basically called out Kim and Kris and loads of people.
For what they called them out for, bad people.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was. He was basically said something about what did he say about Kris? We'll give it a quick look up. Post Bizarre tweet about Kris Jenner. White supremacist. He called her
Jong-un? No way.
Yeah, Kris Jong-un. That was it. This is coming from The Mirror, by the way, so take all of this with a pinch of salt. But I do remember reading it if they actually post the screenshots of them. You break my heart, man. I hope you get away. Much love. What was the actual tweet he sent? My mother-in-law, Kris Jenner, makes the best music playlist with a smiley face on the end, which looks pretty pretty sarcastic. Where is it? Are they gonna actually show the one where he calls her Kris Jenner?
Newspapers never actually give you what you want. They just lead you down a trail of
They just want to.
I mean, Kris Jong-un in itself is a very interesting comment to make about somebody.
They tried to fly in with two doctors, 51-50 me.
I've been trying to get divorced since Kim met with Meek at the Waldorf for prison reform.
This is his tweet.
Oh, bless him.
At the end of July, that is. Americans do their dates really weird.
A bit poorly, isn't
he? Kris and Kim put out a statement without my approval, and that's not what a wife should do. White supremacy. Meek is my man and was respectful. That's my dog. Kim was out of line. I'm worth $5 billion more than what Kris...
And more than that, through Christ.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He's nuts. Can't handle all that Christian stuff.
Oh, God. To be fair, his music... I've never been a huge Kanye fan, but it's definitely interesting.
Kris and Kim, Call Me Now.
Oh, God.
I do like Kanye's music. He's released some lethal albums.
The problem is, though, because he's so famous, you put all of this stuff out there,
Yeah, it's going to get picked up. If anybody, a wee girl from Aberdeen has a...
Wee girl from Aberdeen?
Has a Twitter bipolar episode, you're not going to... Nobody's going to hear about it, but he's Kanye West. If he has a bipolar episode, the world knows, which is really sad. Says the future president. Yeah, some of these tweets are mad. I put my life on the line for my children. The North Mother would never sell her sex tape. Sex tape, I assume he means.
Yeah, all very bizarre. I don't quite understand the man.
He's a weird guy.
He's brought out some weird clothes as well. Some people think Yeezys are really...
I kind of like Yeezys. Mm. Unpopular opinion.
What are those new ones he's brought out though? Those weird rubber ones that look like... have you seen them?
No. I only know the original Yeezys, but Aaron McCauley would tell me I had terrible taste in shoes after the conversation we had this week. I told him to buy the Balenciaga sock, and apparently that's a terrible shoe, but why would Balenciaga sell an expensive shoe?
Yeezy Bone Slides. Those look like hospital shoes, if hospital shoes were a thing.
They look
£934.
They look like Crocs crossed.
Oh, and then one's set off my trypophobia.
Yeah, that's great. Trypophobia.
Yeah,
they just look like Crocs crossed with Birkenstocks. They're horrible.
They actually make me feel a bit sick. Is it trypophobia?
Trypophobia, I think. Small holes.
Yeah, little holes and things. I don't know if anyone else got it, but it's horrific. For me, it's particularly on like weird stuff, like if it's anything to do with skin and there's holes or on buildings.
Yeah.
We found out from watching The Crown,
yeah,
all the buildings in London have like really weird holy patterns on. I can't do it.
Yeah, it's true.
I can't.
It's
weird, creeps me out.
Yeah, but to be fair, that would kind of turn my stomach a little bit. If you look, basically Google little holes.
Ugh,
I'm not going to do it in front of you. But no. It like a picture of somebody's hand comes up and they're covered in all these little holes. It looks like worms are just like burrowed into your skin. It's so, to be fair, it's really grim. And that would turn anybody's stomach. But like, yeah, when it's on a building, I don't really get that. That's a bit weird.
Says you. Point him. Anyway.
It's going to be a recurring joke.
Yes, it is.
Big Donald's been in the news again. What's Donald done this
Donald
week?
Donald can't keep himself out of the news. He's a big, big guy. There's a lot to talk about.
I think Donald's a silly fuck, let's be honest. He had a phone call with the Georgia...
like, officials?
What is it? I can't remember. The Georgian...
They're like the official state people, right?
Yeah, it's the councilor or something in Georgia.
Yeah.
And the commissioner of Georgia, something like that. Basically asking him to find 12,000 votes for him so that he can win the election.
Well, no, it wasn't 12,000. It was one more than Biden,
yeah,
wasn't
11,780.
80, yeah.
I think that was it. 11,780 votes he needed to have one more than Biden, as if that wouldn't have looked even more suspicious.
He was like, right, I want you to find them.
It's like, they've done all these counts up until this point, and then the final count is like, right, it turns out he's actually one by one. The last three counts, he's been down by 11,780. But here, this final count, I think's right. He's one by one.
What an idiot.
But yeah, and then he just kind of threatened him on the phone. I just think it's hilarious. That
He's giving it a good go, but let's face it, Donald Trump's got away with a lot of bad things in his life, so... Yeah.
Actually, on...
Not surprised.
On Twitter, there was a hashtag, MAGA is cancelled. And to be honest, I thought that was all the Essex mix, thinking Magaluf was going to be cancelled again this year after the new lockdown.
Is that what it's about?
No, it's about Make America Great Again.
Oh.
But I thought it was literally all the smicks going, oh no, Magaluf's cancelled again.
I actually just genuinely, Daryl has like, we have like write a few notes in case we like hit a dry spot. And I genuinely thought MAGA is cancelled was like, shit, everyone was going to go to Spain on their lad's holiday and now they can't go.
It's literally Donald Trump's campaign, Make America Great Again.
Explains why you've written them both next to each other at this point.
Yeah. You couldn't have picked up on that.
No, absolutely not. I just genuinely thought everyone was sad to not be going on their holiday to do some riding.
Yeah. Whoa. Right. Whatever you do in Magaluf stays in Magaluf.
Apparently.
Yeah, can't say I've ever been.
I went to Ibiza, as just a side note, when I was 17 and turned 18 out there. But everyone always said that we'd like done the nicest one first. Like we should have done a more grotty one.
Yeah.
And a part of me does like want to go on holiday to MAGA just to experience it.
Yeah.
I think it'd be funny.
See, we didn't go a dirty Spanish island. We went to Prague just because we're so much greater. And shout outs Curtis, Keith, Ross, I think Jake went as well. That was a good holiday.
Yeah.
Highlights being me throwing a cup of ice water on Keith's face while he was having a nap for the first time in 3 days, and he got up and chased me around the apartment, and I honestly thought I was gonna die.
Like,
there's you know Tom and Jerry where your feet don't really work on the wooden floor.
Yes, just keep going and going and going.
But I turned the corner into the kitchen, and as he turned the corner, you just saw Keith's feet go as he chased me into the kitchen. It was amazing. Absolute highlight.
Can I only talk about one of my highlights?
Yeah.
Not really a highlight. One of my friends that I went to on holiday with, Chloe, she pulled a guy out there from Essex.
Will she be okay with you naming
I don't this? Know. I have done it now. No one needs to know which Chloe it is. I have lots of Chloe friends.
Yes.
Sure I do. Yeah, like one, I think. Maybe two. Yeah, and I don't know if this is true. So actually, Chloe, if you ever listen to this, you could like confirm or deny. But me and Chloe were sleeping in the double bed together, and our other friend was sleeping on the sofa. And Chloe came back with said boy from Essex, and he slept over. And he was nice, to be fair, like, nice guy. But yeah, so I was lying in the double bed on the kind of, if you're looking at the bed, I'd have been on the right hand side facing the wall, so lying outwards. And Chloe and this lad were like next to me, and like, you know, you just know shit's going down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was lying there with my eyes open, staring at the wall, like, what do I do? Do I leave? Do I pretend I'm asleep?
Do you get up and leave? Is that the best course of action?
Awkward.
Because then they know you've been awake while they've been fondling.
Yeah. Fondling is a good word for it, yeah. So no, I just lay there the whole time. Just pretending to be trying to go to sleep, to be fair. Just kinda doing my thing. Yeah, it had a wee wobble to it.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So yeah, yes. That was my highlight of my holiday.
Sorry about that, Chloe.
Chloe should apologise to me.
Nah, that's good banter. What happens on holiday stays on holiday.
We won't go into that.
Things happen.
What about yours? What else? You were going to talk about something else.
Going to a nightclub, a 3-minute walk away from our apartment, and it taking me 3 hours to get home. That's a big highlight.
Standard. Is this the one when you got arrested, or is this a different holiday?
No. Never been arrested in my life.
Depends who's listening.
Yeah, literally does. No. Prague was very, very clean. Just Curtis Bain and his tequila shots just absolutely ruined me, and the bouncer picked me up off the toilet in the club, threw me out onto a street with the actual moving cars, like, threw me. I didn't fall, managed to stay up, and from then on I have absolutely no idea what happened. I remember sitting down on every doorstep on the way back, just kind of being sick, not to turn anybody's stomach, but bad.
You are bad when you're sick as well, though. Is that something else we could talk about?
Yeah, pass out a lot.
I've never met anyone like it.
Yeah, my body just kind of shut. It's a really weird thing. My body just kind of shuts down whenever I chunder. And
I've been witness to this. Like, you were being sick when you've been too drunk once in the toilet, and I had to hold your head.
A lot of bad things have happened. I banged my eye on the back bumper of a car once when I was being sick in a car park outside a nightclub. Cheers, Michaela, for driving me home that night with an absolutely busted eye. That's what happens when you're 16 and try drinking with chefs. It's really difficult.
Lesson learned.
And then it's just what you get. It's hospitality for you. And then what was the other one?
On the train.
Yeah, actually on the way, but when I was in Reading with work, staying in a hotel, or it was Luton maybe. I was really sick on the final day. I was staying in the hotel for a week, and I don't know what it was that made me so sick, whether it was a bug or whether it was the eating 5 nights straight of hotel food. I was sick all night. Like, I couldn't even keep water down, and I even padded the toilet with pillows and everything because I knew it was coming, and still managed to, like, I was sick, and then my head just tilted down and chipped my tooth on the toilet seat. Yeah, it was really bad.
That's so scary. Like, to do that on your own, I'd be shitting myself.
Yeah, I thought I'd taken precautions, and it still didn't really work. enough about my chundering, maybe. Prague was a great holiday. The door that you needed to open to get into the apartment as well was stiff, and we couldn't even do it sober. So it's absolutely anybody's guess how I managed to get in, put the code in through the door. And then I think it took so much effort, I just lay there. And I think that's where Curtis and Ross and Keith found me and took loads of pictures of me. There are pictures of that moment of me just lying there, covered in my own sick, just about through the front door. But it's really good to talk about that on a podcast where it's saved on Spotify and anybody can listen to it. But anyway... thanks guys for looking after me. They put my head into the toilet so I could lie there, and then they went to McDonald's, so, which is fair enough. I would have done the same thing to any of you. Thanks for that. But yeah, that's Prague comprehensively covered. Did you have any scenarios similar to that?
I think we'll leave that for, we're gonna do like a partying uni podcast, aren't we? So yeah, there's an insight into some of the stuff.
Give that a go. I'll tell that story maybe.
Oh again. God, maybe we could tell it. Oh God, we'll see. I'll have a think about what I do and don't want to share.
Yeah, that'll be a good
people
podcast.
Will look at me differently. Not in a good way.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it'll be fine. We were having a conversation today, which was actually quite funny, led into MSN. I don't know how many people remember having MSN, how many people had it, but it was huge in Wallace High School. If any of you from Wallace are listening to this, we probably had each other on MSN, actually. It was the wee descriptions at the side which made me giggle, because you could like do loads of stuff to your name, and then people like had their girlfriends and boyfriends, and then
I have such a shit memory. I can't remember.
Can you not remember any of this? This
was I just remember the bright colors and like the emojis and like emoji style things.
This is just where I asked out a girl for the first time.
Of course, you fucking did.
Flat out rejected. Like, it was just an absolute complete no.
Oh, see, I was the opposite. I was saying it to you earlier.
Yeah.
A lad called Brad who like
stop naming people.
Now. Hey, you find this funny? I was talking to him the other day. He was like one of my like first proper boyfriends. I say proper. We were like 10 or 11.
Proper.
Yeah.
Did you consummate the relationship?
We did, yeah.
Bollocks.
From Nuneaton, you know me.
At age 10.
Oh yeah. No. Two things I want to say on this point. Firstly, let's say a nice thing. I have the shittest memory ever. Like, Daryl will vouch that my memory is awful.
Yes,
I remember in like our middle school, like I know it works differently in England to Northern Ireland, I think, but we used to have an ice cream man used to come every summer, and he used to park on the playground, and you used to have to queue to get your ice cream.
And did he touch you?
The ice cream man?
Yeah.
No.
He sounds like the type.
Yeah.
Any ice cream man.
He was friendly.
Right. Anyway.
Ice cream. Anyway.
Back to him weird. Touching Scarlett.
This is very strange. I'm not even talking about the ice cream man. Brad, this lovely lad who I was with at the time, he waited in the queue for me and my friend Beth and got us an ice cream. He waited in the queue for like all of his lunch break to get me an ice cream.
Not as
one,
love.
It was honest to God, right? One of the purest moments I remember from like my childhood. So that is what I want to say at the start. However, then completely went on to break the heart and dump me over MSN because we were going to different high schools at the end of year six. So yeah.
Dumped on MSN. Cheers, Brad.
Yeah. I
don't think I was ever dumped on MSN. I might have been. I think it might have been over text.
Does it mean I've hit a new low?
My first girlfriend who I went out with for like a month, once again, like a 12-year-old relationship, not anything like that. It was definitely over text or MSN or something like that. It wasn't
messages
dignified.
As well, where it's like, I can't be with you anymore because like my mum says I can't. Daisy said that Bradley said that Josh said that you don't like me, so I can't be with you anymore. Or you kissed Sophie at the disco, and that's just not okay. Like all of those kinds of messages.
I think one of the reasons we may have broken up was because like one of my friends kind of like put her in a chokehold and lay her on the ground during lunchtime. Didn't like choke her or anything. Just kind of like, you know what I mean, when somebody just floors you from behind. And apparently I didn't do anything about it because I found it too funny.
Brilliant. Do you know, I've just had another memory come through, and this was like year three. So like, that's like, how old are you in year three? Very young. Maybe like eight, or maybe younger, maybe six. I don't know.
I don't know how your years work.
So this is a funny story that is also true. So I won't name names here because these people probably won't even remember, like, but I specifically remember. There was a lad at school who was considered to be one of the cool boys at the time.
Like me?
No. I don't get the vibe from you.
No, I definitely wasn't. I had a bowl cut and...
You look like that, so...
Anyway.
Yeah, one of the cool boys. And I remember in our playground, there was like a little, tiny little wooden hut thing. Had no doors. It was just like a stand, basically. And him and one of the cool girls got married, you know.
Nice.
And people were bridesmaids and all that kind of shit, like, on school break. And we had school disco. And I was on my way through to get snacks. Like, you could buy, like, little bags of crisps and stuff with, like, the 50p your mum gave you.
Yeah.
And he kissed... I remember this, right? He pushed me up the wall and kissed me at the school disco.
Violent for a six-year-old?
I remember telling people, like... this person kissed me at the disco, and he would deny it completely, and it was fully true.
Did he like proper pushed you up against the wall? Did you get like fanny flutters
at the age of six?
Did you?
Yeah,
fair enough.
Well, that's why I remember it.
I mean,
clearly
I Christian Grey.
Piece de resistance of my sexual career.
Christian Grey in the making over here. Oh. Being properly choking, and like...
I was just fuming.
Shoved his tongue down your throat.
Complete denial. They should have had a divorce. Fuming. Anyway, yeah. That is something else. I remember.
And actually, prior to your last comment, I got bitches in primary school. Absolutely. Everybody wanted me.
Are you sure?
I was cool. Yeah, I was class.
I've seen what you look like.
I literally peaked in P7. Like, P4 to P7, I peaked. That was it.
How
it was
old
dark.
Are you there?
You finished P7 at 11.
Okay.
I had just turned 11 when I left P7. I was the youngest.
This explains everything.
Yeah, that was when I peaked. I life didn't get any better.
I think you're peaking now.
Oh, yeah.
This is the peak.
I got everyone. No, I didn't really. But, like, the pretty girl in our class who's... And I'm going to name her. Amy Crummy, because we have... Like, when I used to see her in bars and stuff, whenever we were grown, like, in the past couple of years, we used to talk about it. Because it was, like, we were so cool in primary school, and we used to, like... No, nothing like that.
Sorry, I wish people could see this. Like, his hands were like waving.
It was one of those though, it's like everybody knew you were the pretty ones in the class, and it was like we were.
Were you a pretty one?
Yeah, I was the pretty one.
Oh, the state of your class must have been fucking horrific.
Whoa. Me and Mark were the pretty ones. We looked identical as well.
Oh god.
His hair was slightly curlier than mine, so at the time.
Got more bitches.
The 11-year-old. Yeah, maybe did, but yeah, no, it was funny. We were kind of the pretty ones in the class, and I hope nobody else from the class is listening and gets offended to this, because that's really funny. But
no, I think it'd be funny. No, I think it'd be funny if they're listening and thinking, no, you fucking weren't.
Oh.
You, no one liked you.
We sent each other Valentine's cards and everything. It was mad.
Oh my God.
Did your school on Valentine's, your primary school on Valentine's Day do the whole like post box? You could post a Valentine's Day card and it would get delivered and it would be anonymous. We did it with Valentine's cards, and I remember Christmas cards as well. Yeah. It was mad. Yeah, but yeah, that's enough embarrassing primary school stories, which may not be true. Come to think of it.
You just completely made it up. Me and Mark got bitches.
May well have.
Yeah, okay. I hear you. Alrighty.
Curly haired fuckers. We were
no
class.
Fucking way.
I'm good at football. I was good at football back in the day. Contrary to popular belief these days.
Not believing this.
Again, my football career peaked when I was 11.
Like the majority of things.
Playing for Hillsborough FC, nonetheless. Big Michael McGowan's farm. Absolutely unbelievable setup he had down there. Full length football pitch and tennis courts. We were training all the time. We lost most of our games 6-7-0, but we were absolute ballers.
So it was shit. Yeah. So hang on, you just told me you lost your games 6-7-0 and you were good at football as a kid.
We were unreal, but we just didn't win very much. For school though, we were amazing. For down to primary school, we won a load of trophies. Anybody will vouch for that.
Yeah.
Because it's true, there's photos.
Okay. You sound a bit shite, to be honest.
No, for club we were terrible. Yeah. We couldn't compete on a full size pitch, but on a small pitch we could have taken anybody out.
Yeah. I believe you.
Get back to my sporting achievements at some point.
Tell you what, some of the medals and stuff are still sat in his bedroom.
Exactly.
Undusted for years.
To be fair, most of those are hockey medals. We were like, I don't know if I want a name drop here, but like Irish hockey champions for like 8 years, 9 years. We didn't even lose a single game.
Crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Crazy. Shout out Listener Garvey Hockey Club, under 15 champions. Absolute ballers. Didn't
crazy.
Lose a game for years.
Oh my God.
Probably because we had like 4 Irish internationals playing for us.
Can I get your signature?
Yeah,
like,
you can.
Can you sign me?
Yeah.
In case I get famous.
Yeah.
You know,
basically,
I sell my arm.
Basically, we had Sean in centre midfield, and that was kind of, I played right back, used to be an absolute baller going forward. I had Mark playing in front of me, who is now still in the Ireland setup. Ryan Getty was playing on the other side of Sean, who's still in the Ireland setup.
And you're the only one that didn't make it. What does this say about you?
Yeah. Oh, I was a hanger on. I was part of the team. I was part of the team, all right.
There's no I in team.
I never really had the discipline to be a proper...
Oh, is that what you call it?
To be a sportsman.
The discipline.
Yeah. And then it comes to nowadays and I just like drinking too much.
Yeah.
And eating too much.
Would be a problem.
But yeah, still not obese, so I'm winning. Counting that as a win.
Wait till the end of this lockdown. Because he's now furloughed, ladies and gentlemen.
Speaking of which...
Fucking annoying.
Are you doing dry January?
No.
I'm definitely not.
I'm sat here with a gin and lemonade, so does it look like I am?
I'm on furlough, so I would not need to stop drinking now. It's the only thing that will get me
so
through.
So I start back to work on Monday, probably when this will be released.
No, this will go out today. This will go out, what day even is it?
Wednesday
6th. So I'll put this out tonight and then we'll record another one tomorrow that'll go out Monday.
But yeah, I start back to work on Monday. And Daryl, the little sweetheart, has been told that he's probably on furlough till at least the middle of Feb, if not longer. So people don't understand my pain though. We literally live in the tiniest apartment. Like the kitchen and the living room and the dining room are all one room. So I sit at the teeny little table that we're currently sat at, and then Daryl sits literally a meter away from me watching the telly and
playing Xbox. I've just bought another Xbox controller because Scarlett broke my last Xbox controller.
Do you want to tell us the real story? No.
It was your fault.
Okay.
You couldn't get your own toilet for the shower, and I had to come and get it and set my Xbox controller down where it fell from. I didn't set it in the best place, but if I didn't have to get up...
I digress. It was not me.
If I didn't have to get up, I wouldn't have broken my Xbox controller. So, hereby...
announce that it's your fucking fault. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll be labelled one of those crazy psycho girlfriends that breaks her boyfriend's Xbox controller.
Yeah.
Just because.
I think you did it.
Yeah, this is the truth.
I think you were thinking it through. If he gets up, then he'll have to set his controller down. Hopefully it'll fall and break. Isn't that what you said to yourself in the shower?
Whispered it.
Yeah.
Like a weird magical kind of charm spell thing.
We digress.
We're watching too much Game of Thrones.
Oh, it's so good.
I love it.
What have we got up to? Brandon Stark has just returned to Winterfell, which was quite big. So he's now the three-eyed raven, and he's weird.
He was saying it to his
spoilers.
Sister.
Spoilers, by the way.
Yeah, he was like, I'm the three-eyed raven. And she was like, what?
You what?
And he was like, I see shit. I saw the time that Ramsay Bolton did shit to you, and she was like, okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah, but it was funny because she was like, how? And he was like, the three-eyed raven showed me. And she was like, I thought you were the three-eyed raven. He's like, it's a long story, all right?
I told you it was complicated.
Good storyline, though. Cersei's kind of losing the plot, too.
Oh, I literally love it. I don't want it to finish, though.
Yeah, I have seen it all. Scarlett has not. So I'm kind of rewatching and learning a lot as well. Actually, so much stuff that I didn't pick up on the first time, or I just forgot about.
And we saw Edward Sheeran, didn't we? Little Ed was in it. And he played a nice character, actually, which I was surprised at.
And he gets 3 minutes of screen time.
He didn't get shot.
Shot and Arias Stark. He didn't die, yeah.
And of course they had him singing as well. I was like, oh, here we go.
I mean, it's the only reason he was there. You could have played any fucker to play that part, but the singing sort of brought Ed Sheeran into the fold. But yeah, it was good. It's going well. Are you excited to see what happens?
I am.
What do you think's gonna happen? Give us predictions, right? What's gonna happen next?
I'm a bit low-key stressed about the whole thing because I thought Daenerys was gonna do really well. Like, she had all of her allies, and then slowly but surely, like one by one, her allies have been like
destroyed. Eurylong Greyjoy has cornered in the Unsullied on Dragonstone. She's offered to help Jon Snow. She's going to give him the dragon glass he needs to fight the dead, which is good. But then, yes, Euron Greyjoy then also killed the other Greyjoys. Not quite Theon, but Yara's sister took out the fleet, which wasn't good. So she lost, well, we haven't seen what the fate of the Unsullied is yet, but he's
and the Tyrells as well, that they've been defeated. It's just not going very well, but
Jaime Lannister killed Olenna Tyrell, and the famous line, which is, tell Cersei, I want her to know it was me.
Yes, literally, she was like, lol, I'll take the poison. Does it, like, cause any pain? He was like, no. So she took it, and then she was like, oh, BTW, killed your son.
Make sure you tell his mum.
But he didn't even lash out at her. That's the bit that got to me.
Yeah, he just
didn't even
away.
Cause her any pain, just left her.
Yeah, he's already dead. It's not going to change anything.
Yeah.
Oh, Jamie knew that.
So in terms of predictions, I feel like it could do another flip. And Daenerys wins. But I feel like Game of Thrones, what I've learned from it is that if you fall in love with any character, like, they do get killed.
Yeah.
So I feel like I might be holding out some thin hope here.
Yeah.
the red wedding was what something that just got to me. I was like, shit. So
yeah, this is good. I was gonna say that we'll update in a couple of episodes whenever, sort of in the next episode of the podcast, but literally we plan on finishing it by tomorrow because we have nothing else to do.
Binge watching.
I mean, I think we have about 12 episodes left because there's only definitely less than that, actually. Maybe only 9 episodes left because there's only 7 in season 7 and 6 in season 8. So
we could
have that finished by tomorrow. We're on season 7, episode 4 or something like that. So
it's going well.
Yeah, we're going to get that done and then we can delve into The Crown, which is actually amazing. Oh,
love that as well.
Philip's
so fucking cocky. Matt Smith is such a good actor.
I don't even like that I like it, but I love it. I think it's brilliant. Yeah. I think we've only just finished season 2 and Matt Smith as Philip was absolutely brilliant. He was so funny.
I want to mention the bit, and you probably have to have seen it to get it, but like when Lizzie's pregnant with Andrew, which we were like, oh, she should keep your legs closed. Like,
don't even let him out.
Waste of space. Anyway. She sits back in the chair.
Yeah.
Doesn't she? This is the funny bit. Yeah. Like, people might have seen this.
Yeah.
And she literally sits back and he's like, oh, she's like, oh, my feet are dreadful or something, or I can't see them. And he's like, oh, your feet are the second best thing about you. And she's like, well, what's the first thing? And he's like, oh, there are two things. Talking about her boobs, obviously. And then he gets really weird and he's like, pretend you're a milkmaid for me. No, pretend you're a barmaid.
Pretend to pull a pint.
Pull me a dirty pint. And she does it, and I love it. It's such royal, like, dirty talk. And she giggles, don't she? She's like, oh my goodness, she loves it. I've just done this. Oh my god, I'm coming. Oh,
yeah,
hilarious.
If Lizzie is like that in real life, then I like her.
Do you know, I actually think she's sarcastic as fuck. Mm. Do you ever see that it was a TV show with her and David Attenborough, mm-hmm. when they walk around the gardens? Mm-hmm. And like he goes over to a tree, and obviously all the trees in her garden are named after like her family and stuff. And one of them's named like Andrew, say, and one of them's named Edward or whatever, like her sons are called. And like David, bless him, goes over and he gets them wrong. She's like, that one's called Andrew. And then he's like, oh, that one's called Andrew. And the Queen's basically like, no, it's not, because they only have one each. So go and check again. And I just love, she's like so dry. I think she would be so funny to get to know, like on a real level.
Also, maybe 30, 40 years ago, because where we are at the minute, she's only 30, 35, and she's thinking she's middle-aged and stuff. She should see how far she lives.
Oh, do you know what? The other funny thing is, I don't know if anyone else has ever seen this video, and it's so short, and it just brings light to my heart. Cows. Yeah. When she's at, like, a show, like, is it at a show or a farm or something?
I'm not sure where it is.
And she's like, Philippe, cows. And she looks so excited. Like, you can't hear her say it, but just her little face.
Cows.
Oh, love her. God, love her.
Yeah, it's true. It's good. What's your New Year's resolution, Scarlett?
Very good question. I had to do a really corny video for work about Happy New Year's, everyone. And I was like, my New Year's resolution is to use... But I'm an employability and voice coordinator at my job. So I basically did something related to my job. So I was like, my New Year's resolution is to use LinkedIn more about, you know, what I'm doing at work. Which it is, because I need to use it more. But I don't know. I've got a couple of things that I want to start this year. So... I want to put in my application to start my own business, potentially. That's something I really want to get in this year, which you obviously know about.
Yeah.
And then I've got like another qualification at work. Like I've got like an Institute of Leadership and Management course that I want to get finished so I can start another course for my personal development. So a couple of personal development style things. And then potentially look at the podcast stuff as well, and maybe, you know, start a YouTube video or grow this stuff a little bit, I think, because we enjoy it, don't we?
Yeah.
This is just us being ourselves, so...
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, you know, if people like it, whatever, we could do, you know, expand on what we do at the minute, so that's kind of a few things that, you know, I've got set, plus surviving 2021, to be completely honest, like, you know, lockdown again... It does feel like it's hitting us a bit harder. Like, you can feel it this time.
Yeah. Really, really. But the gym's closing, I think, is going to take a big toll.
We got into a really good routine, didn't we, before Christmas? Like, work, gym, home. Like, we were doing really well.
And we were doing this. Hitting it. And we were sort of... We were, like, we were never really quiet, if you know what I mean. We were always kind of doing something, and it was great. And now we're just, we have to slob about and go for walks. Oh my God.
Daryl loves a walk.
I hate walks, but it's like the only way you get out of the house during the day whenever you've got nothing else to do, so we have to do it. And like, I enjoy it. We walk along and have a chat, but like, going for a walk is not something I would ever do. Like, outside of lockdown, I hate it. It's terrible.
He loves my company. Clearly.
I do. I can have your company sitting on the sofa, chilling. Have to be out for a walk.
Eating crisps.
Yeah. Mm. Like, I don't think we went for a walk since the last lockdown, while we were in the gym, while we were going to work and stuff. Yeah. It's like, we didn't really go for walks. Thank God. But yeah, I think.
What are yours anyway? Let's keep it positive.
I don't really do New Year's resolutions. We've got a couple of things in the pipeline that we've talked about and that we're gonna do, and we're gonna sort of get the ball rolling on a couple of things.
You're
couple
house
of
stuff, or
a couple of personal goals. Yeah, the house stuff. Maybe if we sort of delve into the world of YouTube, we'd like to. I want to keep the podcast going as well. Which, because I just kind of enjoy it, and I think if we could build up some listeners, it might be a really fun thing to do. And then, yeah, we sort of delve into that side of things. I like having a side hustle kind of thing. So, yeah, we're just going to see what it holds. We've got some motivation now. Go on a few holidays. Can't wait for that. Hopefully we get to Spain this year. Well, we definitely will. It's just when. But, yeah, so... Yeah, New Year's resolutions done, and I think we should call it quits on that. We've sort of hit time.
We have. We've spoke a lot, to be fair.
Yeah, didn't really go down the list very much. Probably. We just kind of went off on tangents, but we like that. That's the best way to be.
We do.
But yeah, thank you everybody for listening. Obviously, a like and a share on our story, or on your story on Instagram, so that we can repost it, is always much appreciated. Follow us on Instagram, Cider and Whiskey, and Twitter, Cider Whiskey. We like to think we're good crack on there. Post a few things every now and again. But yeah, thank you everybody. See y'all later.
See you soon. Keep an eye out for the specials as well that we'll be releasing soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Bye bye.